It's your girl, Christina. This is Overheard at Yoga. So let's crank up the heat and get down, dog. Welcome back to the podcast. It's Christina. And today I'm here with special guest, Erica Stuckey. She owns Studio Lotus. Thank you. Which is right around the corner from where I work. And so we have a lot of mutual friends and teachers who go to both studios. And I think we met at Yoga Fort, actually.
We did, yeah.
Yeah.
In the September.
Yeah, and you had a little booth set up, and I was teaching at Yoga Fort, and I was like, I want to meet you.
Yeah, I'm glad you came over. It was fun to see everybody.
I was telling a couple friends at the studio today, I'm like, oh, I'm going to go meet with the owner of Studio Lotus today and for the podcast. And it was Jodell. She said she had met you at your open house, and she said she really liked the flooring. Yeah. And I need to go by and check it out because it's like really different than most floors.
I'd never seen anything like it until I came into the space to tour it before we signed lease. So it's pretty unique. It's really, it's antimicrobial and then it's shock absorbent. And so it feels different underfoot than like your normal wood floor does in a studio.
When you say antimicrobial, I've heard that term before. And I know that Manduka mats are antimicrobial, but I don't exactly know how to explain what that means.
They just naturally are not, they're not like a porous absorbent material. So it's not going to like allow all the yummy little bacterias to naturally inhabitate.
That's what I was curious about. Because Jodell's like, I wonder if it absorbs sweat. And I was like, no, we'll find out.
Yeah, no, it's like a concrete floor underneath. And then it just has this, but it's nice because then you don't step onto a puddle after your hot class. So you're not like doing the ice skate out of the room.
Interesting. We sent out a survey for our studio recently, and one of the like people can write whatever they want, and someone had written, when I walk into the studio, I never know if I'm stepping on like freshly mopped floor or previously sweated on floor. I guess they come at a time where they don't get to see the changeover because we always mop after every class. Right. So the floor is always wet when you come in.
Yeah.
And to have someone who's new to the studio be like, is that sweat? It's like, oh, right.
Yeah.
Nope. It's mop water.
It's clean, I promise.
So you guys probably don't have that problem.
No. Yeah, very different cleaning process for sure.
So I'm really excited to talk to you because you weren't always in the yoga business. No. I know before I got into yoga, I worked with seniors. I was a CNA. I did home health care. But you said you worked in an ER?
Yes. So I'm a registered nurse. I've been an RN for, this summer will be 13 years. And I worked in the ER for 10 years.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And then the last two, I actually went to outpatient oncology. Purely, I needed a little bit better schedule for family life. And so I'm an ER nurse through and through, and I always will be until I die, I think. But like I said, I kind of made that brief transition before opening the studio.
The only thing I know about ER nurses is what I've seen from Nurse Jackie.
Have you heard of that show? I've heard of it, but I've not watched it.
I don't know if you should. It might make you angry. Like any show about anyone's industry, they get so upset because it's so dramatized. She's basically an ER nurse, and she's amazing, but she leads a double life, and she's a low-key drug addict. So she's sleeping with the pharmacist in the hospital, and he will like slip her like some pills on the side.
Oh no.
It's a whole drama series.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. I've only ever encountered one nurse that was fired for stealing narcotics that I know of. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Wild.
What did you like, how did you get into nursing, and then how did you slip into, well, I'm going to open a yoga studio. Yeah.
So I don't even know. I just remember being little, like my mom was in the medical field, but she wasn't a nurse yet. I actually graduated before she finished. She kind of went back and did school later, but she was in the medical field. And so I was just kind of exposed to it and around it. And I just knew early on, I used to like pretend, give my stuffed animals like shots. I don't know why.
Wow.
And she had, I think, so she was doing her medical assistant. So similar to CNA program. And I remember like reading one of the chapters or part of the chapter that was talking about like blood. And I thought it was like fascinating that like blood until oxygenated was actually blue, and then it was oxygen that turned it red. And I was like, weird, cool, you know, and just was like, oh, I want to be a nurse. And so started college right after high school and went straight through, did it. And I really loved it, but kind of like a weird backtrack. So in college, I started teaching group fitness, and that was my hobby job. So, and I kind of was obsessed, not going to lie. Like I taught 9 classes a week.
Oh my
typically
goodness.
While working as a nurse, and like worked or sorry, taught all the way through pregnancies and everything else. So was teaching group fitness, lots of high intensity stuff, beating my body up that I now feel. And I'm kind of like, oh man,
like no, what?
I'm
what
not
do you
20
mean?
Anymore. I was teaching kickboxing, boot camp, spinning, strength training, hip hop aerobics, like just a lot of like agility, high impact stuff, busy. And I'm that person that like, if I was asking anyone in my class to do it, I was going to do it too, because I wasn't going to have them be like, well, this is hard and we don't, you know, look at you. You're just standing there bossing us around. So I did everything with them. And even then when that was, you know, a few classes a day, I would go full out and, you know, help push and motivate my students. And because I taught at a couple of local gyms and for the university. So like people would take class for credits and I would teach them. And then the university also had just kind of like a side, like morning, noon, and evening and weekend classes that anyone like faculty, students,
are you from here? Where did you go to school?
I went to Idaho State University in Pocatello.
Okay, cool.
So I was teaching there at ISU for a long time. So I took my first yoga class actually as a student, took class for credit and knew nothing about yoga. And I was like, oh, cool. And I think I enjoyed it, but I didn't really fully get it. I was just like, oh, this feels nice. Like it feels really good to stretch and it just feels nice. And then I think to a class for credit, you're still like learning a lot about it as well, because there has to be some type of curriculum.
Right.
And so I really enjoyed this teacher. I actually took class from her another time, but I didn't start actually practicing until I had graduated. And it's really weird. In Pocatello, yoga doesn't really exist outside of a gym. Okay. There's just not yoga studios.
Like, gotcha.
I don't know why, but there's just not a thing. So I started attending yoga at one of the gyms I was teaching at, this phenomenal teacher, and would religiously go to her class. She had a religious following.
Is she still there?
No. So she's, I don't even know if she knows this, but she's the reason I got into teaching yoga. So I was teaching there, attending her classes religiously, and she had this big faithful following. Like she had actually switched gyms at one point. A bunch of people followed her there.
Wow.
And so really, really enjoyed her classes. And
what style?
It was just like, gosh, you could say there were parts that were vinyasa, but it was a lot of almost like hatha format, but not anything the same or consistent. So maybe kind of like a gentle slow flow, and a lot of restorative poses would be thrown here and there, but I mean, it was never the same. You know, cool. She'd throw us into like a thread the needle for like 2 minutes, because she's like, we're not going to get into the fascia until we're here at the 2 minute mark.
Oh,
you know, different stuff like that. So she was very knowledgeable on like just how to make you walk out feeling like magic. So enjoyed her classes. Then she's like, I'm going to move to Hawaii in a few months and live
my
dream.
They all do that. All yoga teachers do that. It's so funny.
I know. So I'm moving to Hawaii. I'm going to live my dream and teach yoga in Hawaii. And we're like, awesome. And also heartbreaking because you're leaving. And so my boss came to me and she's like, Erica, we need someone to take her classes. Can you get certified in the next handful of months before she leaves and take her classes? And I was so intimidated.
Oh,
they're
I
like,
bet.
You're the only one that knows anything about yoga. And again, like there's not a huge yoga community in Pocatello. So she's like, you're the only one here that knows anything about it and goes and does anything yoga.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I'll do it. So I found certification, finished that, and then I would still prep for like 4 hours for like a 1 hour class.
Did you find a certification online or in Pocatello?
It was in Pocatello, and there was a lady there that kind of, I don't know, I still like don't fully understand. I think she almost kind of rented a space and would do things almost like Source is now.
Okay.
Like she would sometimes teach there, but I actually knew her through the university because she taught in that kind of side off program. That I taught in like, you know, the before, middle of the day and after university classes.
Okay. So you have a lot like in going on.
It was a mess. So I started teaching, really fell in love with it. Again, it was like in a gym setting, but I had like a good faithful following and people really enjoyed it. And especially where at a gym setting too, I had like one morning class and that was, you know, like a little more work, a little more, you know, vinyasa. And then my like Thursday night class, for example, it was kind of a really nice way to wrap up the week. And so we would just do like all those nice juicy restorative stretches. And I got like these big dudes coming in, you know, from lifting weights in the gym and got them to enjoy yoga. Because they're like, oh, wow, like I feel so much better. And like their lifts improve because as you lengthen your muscles, like, you know, it just actually.
Listen to this, fellas.
Yeah. Like your muscles are not going to continue to grow if they're knotted up in this little ball. If you don't lengthen them and stretch them, they're not going to have room for growth the same way.
It's always fascinating seeing dudes who come in who lift. And they raise their arms up over their heads and they can't do it. And yeah. they're like they're in front of their faces. They can't get them behind their ears or even in line with their ears. It's amazing the shoulder mobility difference when they don't do any stretching. It's just lifting.
Absolutely. Even I would get my husband to come at the time and he would be in there and we'd be like in a warrior two, right? And his like arms are shaking. And I was like, you have no business picking up heavy dumbbells if you can't hold your own arms up. He would be like,
the shade.
Yes.
So good.
Yeah. So it was good. And then like I even taught the day that I had my second baby. Like it was just so fun. I loved it. Like I really never expected because everything else I did was such high energy. And I really, really found
it was the yin to your yang.
It really was, truly. So long story short, continued, always a full time nurse.
Were you married and having babies during this whole thing as well?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So my babies are now growing up. My oldest is almost 11 and then my other one is 6 and a half. So aww. They got big quick.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So then, long story short, I left Pocatello and lived in northwestern Montana for a year. Was not teaching at that time, just kind of had my own home practice and then moved to Boise. Didn't know anyone here at all.
When did you move to Boise?
I moved to Boise. I had to think about this the other day. I think it was like the August of either 17 or 18. Okay. I think it was 18. So moved to Boise and then just started practicing. I was like, I'm just going to be a student again and not going to get back into the teaching scene because I just don't know anybody and I just like need to get my in-studio practice back. And so I was just going, and that was the first experience to any hot yoga, like legit hot yoga.
Where did you go do hot yoga at?
I actually went to Yoga 6 cool. Just because one of the gals I worked with in the ER, she was like, oh, they're doing this deal for, I think it was like a Black Friday deal.
Nice.
And she's like, yeah, so it makes it a really sweet price. And I was like, okay, cool, yeah. So we did it together. And then she actually lives far enough away that she never came. I went to Broadway because it was close and she actually went to Meridian. And so I think okay. We practiced together like once. And but then I was like, okay, well, this is good. It works. And it was a nice way to basically get my sweat on without having to go beat my body up and my joints from all the years of abuse. And so I just kind of slowly like, okay, yeah, like hot yoga is a thing. I like it.
So you started to get more of a schedule and a routine.
Yeah.
And you had yoga and you're working in the ER.
Right. And then it really became a little bit more of like what I knew it was, but especially when I transitioned from the ER and started working oncology, like the ER is heavy. Like I've lost a lot of patients, but I didn't know them first.
Mm.
And getting to know people in oncology and then still potentially losing them was hard. It was really, really emotionally heavy. Mm-hmm. And so I then had more of kind of like the emotional spiritual aspect of yoga really playing a bigger role than it had before.
I can relate to that a lot.
So
yeah,
it's pretty wild. Like I think we know it, but I noticed the biggest shift into that direction where the reason I got to my mat was different, if that makes sense.
So the reason you would go to like a high intensity class is different than the reason you'd go to a yoga class? Is that what you're saying?
Just even like, yeah, right. You know, I was a workout junkie and I wanted to go work hard and then I could just eat all the delicious things I wanted to and it was fine. And then it was almost, you know, it was a different kind of emotional release, right? So like if you're running and you're pissed off at something, you can like, you know, just like
yeah.
harbor it out. But it was just different. So I found that at that point I was coming to my mat because I needed that huge, just like exhale, if you will, just like that.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Like I can't handle any more intense anything right now.
Mm-hmm.
While I love critical thinking on my feet and being faced with challenges in the ER, like I don't want to be bored at all. Like I want stuff to happen. I want to be able to lead and take charge of
What's your doing sign? The right thing. I need to know what your sign is.
Taurus.
Really? Mm-hmm. I need to know your full birth chart.
I know. I need to figure out more of it. We were talking, I talked with Taylor, one of our shared teachers the other day. And I was like, Taylor, you need to like educate me so I can like really sink it in and understand all of the things.
Yes.
So, yeah, it was a huge difference of why I came to my mat. And I just needed, like I said, that kind of energy release, that big, overwhelming, just like sigh and exhale to just not think about the crap I had just done that mm-hmm. day. You know, sending home someone who's young and has children, and I'm sending them home on hospice that day. You know, like it just was horrid. So I would go straight after work often. So over the couple of years that I was working there, my new husband was like, wow, Erica, like, this is a lot. This is heavy. Like, we understand and appreciate what you're doing. But he's like, you know, you've been talking about how you miss teaching and you enjoy yoga so much. And, you know, he's like, why don't you just try it? Why don't you just do it? Like, we're at an okay spot right now that this would be a good time to try. And kind of now or never, you always have your career to fall back on. You can always still be a nurse. You can always still get a job.
I love that support that he offered you and the encouragement.
It was huge because I probably wouldn't have done it otherwise. So it was kind of this like 6 month to a year plan, you know, like, okay, yeah, we'll start working on it. I felt passionately about the lotus because I love the story of the lotus, like how all of us, like roots in mud, no matter what the crap was that you went through, you can reemerge beautiful and, you know, your most vibrant, amazing self. And so I knew the name of the studio before I had ever even started looking for locations.
Incredible.
So then it was just like, okay, well, let's start looking at stuff, getting ideas. I had called on a couple of commercial properties. And then oddly enough, I was just driving down the road and I saw a sign for OG Yoga. And I was like, what the heck? I've never heard of those guys. Like, I feel like I know everybody right around this neighborhood. And so I looked them up and they were Bikram. And I was like, well, I have no idea what Bikram is. Like, I do, but I don't. I've never done it. I didn't know.
Because you were in Pocatello and they didn't have yoga studios.
It's not a thing. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So I have to hear.
Oh man.
Tell me more.
Oh my gosh. So I call and I was like, you know, I tried to book a class or whatever. And I think at that time they only had one class a day. So I called and she's like, oh yeah, definitely come in, you know, come try your first class. And so I went in and I went balls to the wall. I signed up for the 90-minute class, the 90-minute Bikram, having no idea what it was. So
we all did that. We've all done that.
Like, well, why would I choose 60 when I can get 90 and like really see what it's about?
I am the opposite. I'd be like, better try the 60 before you go for the 90. I love it.
So went in there. It was beautiful. It was a Saturday morning. And so it was, you know, sun shining in the windows. And it was a really beautiful place. Bikram, not quite for me. I like a little bit more movement. I felt like as a whole, like it was just a little bit choppy, especially when you get to some of the floor postures. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is just like too much back and forth. Like I just, but it's fine.
Very old school.
Yeah, definitely. And so I was like, okay, well, I don't love Bikram, but now I know I tried it. And, you know, I can give it like my personal honest opinion. And I know some people really love it.
They're Nazis for it. Like Bikram to the max, which I get it. As someone who was very type A for a while, I needed that structure and it really helped me. And I needed the intensity to get out of my head so I can connect with that. But now I'm all about that vinyasa flow.
Totally, totally. Mm-hmm. So the gal, I was talking to her a little bit after class and I was like, yeah, it's interesting, you know, and she didn't like lead any like, oh yeah, you should come back. And I was like, I didn't even know this was here. And she's like, oh yeah, we're unfortunately, this was May. She's like, we're closing at the end of the month. I was like, what? Oh. And so basically they'd built it out. They'd opened March of 2020 and immediately had to shut down for the pandemic.
My heart.
I know.
That's why I started this podcast is because studios were shut down and I wanted community.
Yeah, which is crazy. And I just still at this point, like didn't know anybody. And so I'm still like, okay, well, like I know my couple of friends that I work with and like they like yoga and we go together and I had actually like funny enough had recruited a handful of them to come to Yoga 6 with me because I was like, yeah, come to yoga, it's great. And they're like, oh, we really love this too. So I was like, oh okay, well that's sad. But anyways, oh sorry, we got back. They were closing the end of May And they had only opened for maybe like 5 months, maybe 6 months total. And like in that, you know, year plus time or however long that they were shut, they had kind of like lost luster. I think one of the partners walked out and then they were like, oh man. And yeah. One of the owners, she'd owned several studios before and it was kind of like builds them up and then sells mm-hmm. from what I was told. And she was like, yeah, I've been doing this for like 14 years and I've like lost my passion for it. Like I'm worn out. I don't want to own a studio. I don't want to market. I don't want to do anything. And then also trying to like build up something when things were still really kind of shut down. And
when did Lotus open?
So this was May. And so I found we opened August the same.
Wow.
It was super fast. So I found out that their space was becoming available. And I was also seeing like how limited spaces were for commercial and they all needed a build out.
Yep.
And I was like, this is built out for yoga studio and it's beautiful. Like, I feel like I couldn't have walked into a better space. So I found out who owned the building, walked through it with him. And it's funny because I tell people this all the time. My landlord, we walked into the studio and he's like still trying to sell me on it. And I was like, dude, I'm just like really want to sign. Like, you don't have to sell me on this anymore. Like, it's pretty
magical.
Where's
the pen?
Yeah. Like, let's do this.
That's so amazing. It was meant to be.
It really felt that way for sure. Because like I said, I was not ready to do it so fast.
But it sounds like they were really ready to hand the baton to you.
Totally.
Like, we're closing. We've got other things happening.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Wow.
So yeah, found the space and like at the same time planned my wedding and was gone most of the month of July on my honeymoon and
oh my gosh.
Hiking in Switzerland and then came home and literally had 5 days of coming back from my honeymoon before we opened doors. And so it's been like a whirlwind since.
Oh my gosh. I love that story. Are you still working with oncology?
No, I left the very end of June. My husband, he said, you know, give this everything you've got. Give it like, we'll be fine. And I want you to give the studio your everything. That way you're not, you know, divided attention, anything else, whatever it needs, you're there. And then, like I said, if it comes up later that you want to go back to nursing because you can and you have time, great.
Are you on your first year or your second year?
So we're on our first year.
Oh my gosh. So your anniversary is coming up in August.
In July. Yeah.
July.
Yes. And then our studio, sorry, I'm probably misunderstood. Studio anniversary is in August. Yeah.
Yes. So how do you feel now that you've got a totally different job that you run?
I know. I have imposter syndrome and I have for a while.
Totally normal.
Yeah.
So normal.
So it's pretty amazing. Like, I knew what I wanted to create for people. And, you know, like I said, I moved to Boise. I didn't really know anybody. Even when I was practicing, I didn't know anybody until I started pulling my friends in from work to practice to get with me. But like, I didn't feel the same community and I didn't feel community in yoga in my practice just because I wasn't part of it.
Mm.
And so I found really quickly how intertwined everyone is here and it's so amazing and like everyone knows everybody. And like in the beginning I'm like, no, who's that? And then I'm like learning and, you know, I figured it out obviously, but until you were there you just didn't know. And so that was one thing that was huge for me. Like, I wanted to build community at the studio so people felt welcome regardless of their skill level. Like, mm-hmm. I've been teaching and practicing for a really long time, but there's still a lot of stuff that I can't do because my body won't do it. And like, that's okay. Like, everyone needs to feel that they don't have to be Gumby in order to be successful at yoga and have a good practice.
Yes, there's a saying that I hear all the time and it's every day is different. And for yoga, yeah. I've just fully embraced that every day is different. And so I love how you say, no matter what your skill level, no matter what today looks like,
right.
You're welcome in this space. And this yoga community in our city, I think, is just phenomenal. And I mean, I made a podcast about it because I thought it was so cool. I have to ask you, what have you overheard at yoga?
I have overheard so many friendships being built. It's amazing. Before class, after class, it's so fun to just like hear people introduce themselves and befriend each other. And then pretty soon they're like hanging out and they're going snowboarding or they're going doing anything. It's so, so cool. Cause that's something that I felt like I was missing and always wanted.
Mm.
I love it.
I love like sitting behind the desk and seeing someone brush shoulders, make friendship, continue to like, what's your name again? What's your name? Like over the weeks. And then suddenly they see each other at yoga and they like scream and hug each other.
Yes.
And to see like that come full circle. I love witnessing that.
Yeah.
It's absolutely. So cool.
Same.
Okay. So we have to wrap it up, but tell us where to find your studio. Give us the spiel.
Yeah. So Studio Lotus, we are on State Street between 11th and 13th. We're the tall, right now it's rust colored building. I think it's going to change color to a grayish tone eventually.
Oh, okay. That's exciting.
Yeah. So we're up on the third floor and find us there. We've got windows facing the foothills and it's gorgeous.
Email, phone number, Instagram.
Yes. Our Instagram handle is actually Lotus Yoga Boise. Someone abroad has Studio Lotus Instagram handle. You won't find us there.
Okay.
yeah. Our website, just studiolotusyoga.com. And then phone number is posted on website, but it's 208-223-6845.
Great. Awesome. Thank you so much for coming on my little podcast. I appreciate you so much. And I just love watching your little studio grow from afar. I know all your teachers. They're all wonderful. So I really appreciate you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Cool. Bye, guys. Thanks.
Bye. Thanks.
Thanks again for listening to the podcast. Please rate and review us. It's a great way to help others find the community. If you found this podcast interesting or valuable, please share it with a friend. Also, if you are interested in sponsoring or showing support, you can contact me via email. It's xtinayoga@gmail.com. Otherwise, please follow on Instagram, overheard@.yoga.